White House confirms Joe Biden was among those in January meeting that included a neurologist specializing in Parkinson's. By Hannah Knudsen on July 10, 2024. The White House has confirmed that President Joe Biden was the fourth individual involved in a January 2024 meeting at the White House Residence Clinic, which also included a neurologist specializing in treating Parkinson's disease from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. White House visitor logs revealed a meeting taking place at the White House Residence Clinic on January 17, 2024. Those in the meeting included Biden's personal physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, as well as Walter Reed cardiologist Dr. Johnny Atwood and Dr. Kevin Kennard, described as a neurologist specializing in Parkinson's disease at Walter Reed. The fourth individual in the meeting has been up in the air. As the New York Post reported Saturday, the fourth person has not been identified in the logs from that day, when Biden was at the White House and hosted House and Senate leaders to press them for more Ukraine funding, according to his official schedule. But now, the White House is confirming that Biden was, in fact, the fourth person in that meeting. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters, because the date was not mentioned in the question, "I want to be clear that the January 17th meeting between Dr. O'Connor and Dr. Kennard was for the president's physical." She then revealed that it was one of three times Biden has seen Dr. Kennard, each time for his physical, downplaying the possible significance. "The findings from each exam have been released to the public," Jean-Pierre claimed, telling reporters, "Every year, around the president's physical examination, he sees a neurologist. That's three times, right? So, I'm telling you that he has seen a neurologist three times while he has been in this presidency," she added. Dr. O'Connor tried to explain on Monday why Dr. Kennard had visited the White House eight times in the last 8 months, noting that Dr. Kennard has been serving as the neurology consultant for the White House Medical Unit, WHMU, since 2012, hosting neurology clinics at the White House Medical Clinic in support of the thousands of active duty members assigned in support of White House operations. New letter from Biden's doctor, Kevin O'Connor. "Dr. Kennard was the neurological specialist that examined President Biden for each of his annual physicals. His findings have been made public each time. President Biden has not seen a neurologist outside of his annual physical." pic.twitter.com/gboyne06hqm. Matt Visor, at Visor, July 9, 2024. However, Dr. O'Connor's remarks come as the House Oversight Committee requests an interview with the doctor over concerns that his medical assessment of Biden has been influenced by what has been described as his involvement in the Biden family's influence peddling schemes. "That's the most Biden thing in the world. This doctor is involved in one of the family's business deals involving Jim Biden, and that's why Congressman Comer wants him to come to testify. It is such a Biden thing. There is always some self-dealing factor to all of it that." pic.twitter.com/knop7prw. Oversight Committee, at GO Oversight, July 8, 2024. "We look forward to talking with President Biden's physician." Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, at Rep. MTG, July 7, 2024. Former White House Dr. Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, is among those who have expressed concern about Biden's health, telling Breitbart News Daily that you don't have to be a physician anymore to see something is wrong. "Everyone has had a relative that's gone through this. And everyone you talk to is like, I know exactly what that is. I had an aunt and uncle, a grandparent that went through this process. You know, that's Alzheimer's. That's dementia of some sort. That's Parkinson's. That's multi-infarct dementia," he said, concluding that Biden is dealing with serious cognitive issues related to his age, not allowing him to function. "He's not fit to be president. He's not fit to be commander-in-chief and head of state, and everybody can see it. You don't have to be a doctor to see it, but, yeah, slurring his speech, you know, shuffling when he walks. He's freezing up now. He's all rigid, just freezing up. He doesn't know where he's at, what he is doing. He turns around, he just walks off into oblivion," Jackson said, making these remarks before Biden's debate performance, which sparked widespread panic among Democrats. Related, what was that? Biden coughs, stumbles, rambles his way through debate after week of rest and prep.